For $20, a long, sleek, white limousine dubbed the Party Barge will pick up people at their home in Polk County and drive them to any of 23 participating bars scattered throughout the rural county, and then take them back home later. Tavern owner and Party Barge organizer Kevin Ostez says so far 60 people have signed up for a New Year's Eve round trip, and he expects another 60 may ask for just a ride home.
I wanted to start up just do something very proactive and just take the keys out of people's hands and, you know, get them home safe.
Ostez is proud that since it started, there have been no traffic deaths in Polk County related to alcohol on the Friday and Saturday nights the Party Barge runs. He says restaurants and tavern owners now pay $500 a year to have the four limos stop at their business. The idea is part of the Department of Transportation's community-based project called Road Crew. It started with Polk and Iowa counties in 2002. The main goal is to decrease alcohol-related crashes. It comes from the work of Michael Rothschild, an emeritus professor of the UW-Madison School of Business. He worked with DOT on the first projects using what's called social marketing. He says preliminary research showed that people headed out to party wouldn't ride in just anything, like an old school bus, but they would ride in a nice limousine. And he says many won't leave their car behind after partying.
This is a real key insight for us because there's safe ride programs that run around the state that just give people rides home, and they're not really used that much, and it's because people don't want to leave their cars behind at the bars. So we give people rides to the bar, between bars, and home again for a set fee.
Plus, Rothschild says to encourage more people to ride the limo, partiers are allowed to drink in the limos.
This is not about stopping drinking. This is about highway safety. And we get people in public health who are upset with us because they think that we're enabling drinking. But in that first year, we saw that while we have a huge change in driving behavior, we had no change in drinking behavior.
To get started, the DOT provides a $35,000 grant. But after that, the projects need local funding. Tavern owner Kevin Ostez says it's a struggle to come up with a $70,000 budget, and the program had to be shut down for 6 months because of the lack of funds. Now he hopes more taverns will join the effort and the word will get out that it's cheaper to ride than get a drunk driving citation or have an accident.
Unfortunately, part of the situation is that there's a lot of people that aren't aware of how this program operates and how it's run, and that's what we're going to try to get going now is more advertising, more public service announcements, I guess, so people really realize what's happening here.
Over the last 3 years, Ostez says 30,000 people have paid for either the full round trip, just a ride between bars, or a ride home. Meanwhile, now that the first two Road Crew projects have been successful, Michael Rothschild says four more will begin this spring in Barron, Grant, La Crosse, and Milwaukee counties. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.